Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Taylor Horton Tucker, and you're listening to Jazz Game Rewind.
Here's Horton Tucker to the rack, high arcing layup, scored it. Running Taylor Horton Tucker off a double stagger left to right, getting all the way to the basket.
The Jazz came into the game tonight jockeying with the Warriors for the final seed of the play-in tournament. With the first of two matchups between these teams this week, tonight was a chance for one side to take an advantage in the standings. Unfortunately for Utah, it was the two-time MVP and his brother in Splash who combined for 51 points in what was a 129-107 victory for the Warriors. Utah had a pair of 20-plus point performances from Clarkson and Sexton and hung around for the majority of the game. But with the Jazz unable to unlock Lauri Markkanen against a physical Warriors defense, the Dubs pulled away, thanks to a Steph Curry flurry in the fourth. I'm Davis Ellington, and I'll break down all of tonight's action for you right here on Jazz Game Rewind. The Jazz got a tremendous start to the game from Jordan Clarkson, whose recent shooting struggles were put to rest as he poured in 18 points, including four threes in the first half. Clarkson led the Jazz in scoring and kept them within striking distance heading into the second half of action.
10 on the shot clock, 9:15 left in the quarter. Jazz down by sevens. Clarkson dances in the paint, twirls, steps through, travels. They don't call it, puts it off the glass and in. Nice play out to Clarkson. Open three, fading left. Tickling the twine. Timeout, Kenny Atkinson. Here's Thompson to the basket. Too hard with the layup. Lauri comes back the other way, grabs the rebound. Relentless effort. Push ahead Sexton. Attacking Draymond has got three fouls. Kicks to Clarkson in the corner. Pow!
The Jazz trailed for most of the night, but battled back to retake the lead in the second quarter. Utah rode the hot hands of Clarkson and Markkanen to go on an 11-2 run to take the lead midway through. Here's David Locke and Ron Boone with that Jazz go-ahead run.
39-32, Jazz down by seven. Horton Tucker comes off a pick, hesitates, flares it up top to Clarkson, knocked away by Thompson. Clarkson recovers. 10 on the shot clock, 9:15 left in the quarter. Jazz down by sevens. Clarkson dances in the paint, twirls, steps through, travels. They don't call it, puts it off the glass and in. I think that's a travel.
If it was travel, the official would have called it.
I guess it wasn't a travel. Jordan's crafty footwork did seem like he changed pivot feet. Maybe not in the shooting motion. Klay Thompson gets the ball deflected out to half court. Jazz overplay. It's now a 5-on-3. Three ball for Kionis. No good. Slides off the far side. Kessler rebounds. Outlet Horton Tucker. Horton Tucker doesn't drive into traffic. Nice play out to Clarkson. Open three. Fading left. Tickling the twine. Timeout. Kenny Atkinson. 300th career three-pointer of Jordan Clarkson's career. Brings the Jazz to within two. 8:41 left in the second. It's the Warriors 39. The Jazz 37. Steph Curry, hassled by Chris Dunn, 4-on-4 as Kuminga drives the lane down low to Payton, goes through his legs, picked up by Horton Tucker. Jazz are down two. Horton Tucker on the push, throws over to Lauri, who's yet to score tonight. 18 feet out right side, jabs with the right foot, comes over the top, scores it, and we're tied at 39.
Warriors have only scored 5 points so far in this quarter.
Klay Thompson flares it out to Sarge, who's a three-point shooting big. He takes the three over the top of Kessler, misses. Loose ball rebound, Thompson out to Steph. Good close by Chris Dunn, but he closed too hard and fouled. Warriors hit 8 of 14 from three in the first quarter. They're 0 for 3 here in the second. Well, Ron Jordan Clarkson sure likes being back in Salt Lake City. Home games this year, 44%, road games 39%. But from three, 34% at home, 23% from three, and he's 4 of 4 tonight. Driving, Steph Curry to the lane, lays it up and in.
So my question about Steph Curry is he drives to the basket, if my numbers are right, four times a ball game. So that does that open enough to open up his perimeter game?
You know, you've talked to coach. We'll hear Scott Morrison in a second when they talk about him. As Sexton drives in the lane, gets it knocked away by Curry, rolls out to Dunn. Backdoor cut, Lauri to the rim, finishes. Tied at 41, Lauri marking with a dunk. Push ahead, Klay Thompson, the Jazz lost him. Three ball, no good. Long rebound, Sexton. Warriors are back. Sexton stops at the circle. Has Sarge on a mismatch. Terminates, wants to be reset. Sarge now denying. Sexton gets it back. Markinson picks Sexton, says, no, 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 I want him one-on-one. Drives to the left hand, steps to the right, finishes in the basket. Jazz lead at 43-41, 11-2 run by the Jazz.
Colin Sexton was tasked with trying to go shot for shot with one of the greats, and the young Bull held his own in that respect. Sexton finished the night tied for the team high with 22 points, and did so on an efficient 5 of 9 shooting from the field, including going 2 of 3 from beyond the arc.
Hands to Sexton, hard left-hand drive to the rim, layup good, very rare to get shots in the rim against the Warriors. Sexton trying to clear out space to get Markin in a one-on-one matchup with Wiggins. Sexton blows by Pajemski to the rim, lays it up and in. Nice drive by Colin Sexton. Sexton, rise and fire, three on a 2-for-1. Perfect.
The Jazz were able to trim the Warrior lead down to just 9 points with a little over 8 minutes remaining in the contest. Utah looked poised to make a late-game charge with the home crowd vehemently on their side. However, Stephen Curry had other ideas, as the four-time champ drained 5 threes in the span of 5 minutes to give himself 25 points for the game and secure the victory for his squad.
Steph sets up for a three and nails it. Curry, three again. Good. Steph Curry again for three. Steph, 30. Perfect.
Utah, for the first time in a long time, find themselves on the outside looking in when it comes to the playoff picture, with Golden State now jumping them in the standings. The Jazz will see this team again on Thursday, but before they can think about evening the season series, they need to focus on the task at hand, the Los Angeles Lakers. The Lakers sit 2 games above Utah in the Western Conference and will be making their second trip to the Delta Center this season, this time, potentially, with a healthy LeBron James available. That game will take place on Wednesday, February 14th, and you can get your tickets for that contest and all Jazz home games at utahjazz.com and get all your Jazz content on KJazz and Jazz Plus. As that'll do it for us here on Jazz Game Rewind, I'm Davis Ellington. We'll see you next time.